Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another week where I introduce you to another fabulous guest, another incredible human being making this world a more beautiful place. And this week's guest is named Mariana Cooper, who is so beautifully complex and has so many different things that she's done in her life that as the conversation unfolded, I kind of just sat back and went along for the ride. I mean, besides her being an author and an intuitive and an actor and, my goodness, having a BA in psychology and MBA in marketing, she's also been a ballroom dancer and she's an acclaimed intuitive life strategist. She also was the host of the Aha Moments radio show. And so she has several hundred podcast episodes on Apple and several other platforms. Again, another person, I met her and I could have talked to her forever. She has lots to say that is beautiful, all-encompassing, generous of spirit, and wise. So I'm really excited this week to introduce you to Mariana, who also likes to be called Mari. And let's get into it. Here's my interview with Mariana Cooper.
I was at the time in acting classes downtown I was at HB Studio. So that was downtown. And we went to class and did our whole scene study and all that stuff. And I had a couple of friends that, from acting class, and we finished class and we went to a pizzeria, and I had my bag on the back of my chair. And when we went to pay for our pizza, my bag was gone. It was gone. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any credit cards. We didn't have cell phones at the time. And I ended up, my friends actually said, well, we have other things to do. Good luck. One of them gave me $20 and then they left me. And I was in the city by myself.
Okay, I could literally just, I wish we lived closer because I would be at your house every day. Not as like a stalker. I would have good boundaries, have healthy boundaries, but I'd find excuses to just amble on over to maybe borrow a cup of flour or something and then get into a long conversation with you. So, but I have to ask the final question of the podcast, or request, I guess I could say, which is, I would love and so appreciate if you would share a story, or it could be more than one story, where you feel like you've either witnessed or experienced something miraculous, magical, or mysterious. I would be so grateful.
Oh, that's a big vat of them. I have those things happen to me all the time. I think the one that comes up that spirit like brought right to the front was when I got mugged in Manhattan. And yeah, and so I was at the time in acting classes downtown I was at HB Studio. So that was downtown. And we went to class and did our whole scene study and all that stuff. And I had a couple of friends that, from acting class, and we finished class and we went to a pizzeria, and I had my bag on the back of my chair. And when we went to pay for our pizza, my bag was gone. It was gone. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any credit cards. We didn't have cell phones at the time. And I ended up, my friends actually said, well, we have other things to do. Good luck. One of them gave me $20 and then they left me. And I was in the city by myself. My car had a club on it. So my car was parked up in Midtown, and it had a club on the steering wheel. So I couldn't open it. I couldn't get in the car. So I called, I asked for help to get in the car. It wouldn't give me help because I didn't have the registration, because the registration was in the car and I didn't have my wallet. And, so it worked out that I got to a payphone My dad, I called my dad. He's like, because he's on Long Island. My mother was actually in the city at Lincoln Center. She was at a show. So I said, okay, let me walk all the way up to Lincoln Center to, now that's like 70 blocks from where I was. And to get to her, to get to the ballet, you know, get to the show so I can find a way home with her. And I got all the way up there and the show had ended and she was gone. She wasn't there. Now, there's no cell phones. This was back in the early 90s. There were no cell phones. So I had discovered angels and I had my guardian angel, Angelica. And I was like, I got to the point where I had, the police wouldn't open the car for me. My mother wasn't there. I called my father, Colette, at home from a payphone, and he was like, I don't have time, but you know, now I have to take a shower and come all the way into the city to get you, blah, blah, blah. I don't have time for this. So I was really felt abandoned. So I called my friend Lydia, and my friend Lydia said, oh my God, I'm so glad you called me. A guy has your pocketbook. He's downtown. And he called and he said, he looked, your phone bill was in the pocketbook, and he looked to see who you called the most. And he called me and he told me that he had your pocketbook and he gave me the address, and I'm so glad you called. So here's the address. Go down there and he's going to give you his stuff back, your stuff back. So long story short, I go all the way down. So I walk all the way back downtown. I use that $20 to get a cab. I think, you know, like to some, I get to like down, we're down in the village. Like there's no, you know, street numbers anymore. I finally find this address. I get to this guy's house and he opens the door and he has my purse. He has my wallet, but there's no credit cards. The only thing that's left in there is there's no credit cards. There was no cash, but there was like, I had my registration. Now I have my car keys, or, you know, I had what I needed to get to into the car. And I have my driver's license, and he hands me the purse and he has no pupils in his eyes. Like, I'm just looking in his face and I'm like this. And he was a white guy with blonde hair. Like he was like almost iridescent, and he hands me this and he opens the door just so much. And he says to me, here you go. And he hands me the thing. And I'm like, oh my God. Now this is 6 hours later. I mean, this has been going on for 6 hours in Manhattan by myself. And I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And he said, yeah, I found it in the park and they had taken your wallet was over here and the bag was over here and something just said I should do this. And so I took the bag and I said, oh, thank you. So I was so grateful. You know, I mean, you're just exasperated. I turn around and I'm, you know, walking away. And then I turn around to look back at him and he's not there. Like he's not there. As I go, so I finally get back up to my car. I get in the car and I put my hand on the steering wheel. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe. So I'm about to drive home. And as I pull out of the parking space, a truck stops in front of me and it's horizontal. And it says Angelica, my guardian angel's name, on the truck. And that was the first massive miracle I had ever experienced, and where I was really truly like at the mercy of spirit. Like my intellectual smarts and my street smarts and being a New Yorker and a New York kid and all that just failed me. You know, I did the best I could with what I had, but it was my first like orchestrated energetic experience.
That's a wrap on my conversation with Mari. I hope that you enjoyed meeting her and finding out all about her and all the groovy stuff she's done in her life thus far. I did think it was actually really fabulous that she had this radio show early on when podcasts weren't really a thing. And now you see what's happening. There's like 4 million, I think, and counting all over the world. So she really is one of those people who seems to show up at these inception points and create things that are ahead of the curve. If you'd like to know a little bit more about her and what she's doing, there will be a link in the episode's show notes. I do encourage you to do a deeper dive and discover a little bit more about this beautiful human being. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Please give me a rating or a review on Apple. I am at 99. I just need one more to get to 100. I have been hustling so hard. So if someone who's listening to this feels it in their heart to give me a rating or a review on Apple, I would be so grateful. But otherwise, you know what I'm going to say. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Mari. Be bold. I mean, think about what this world needs. Think about what it's aching for, what it's yearning for, how you can feed the world with the work that you're doing or the work that you have yet to be doing. Because honestly, sometimes we don't know what our good and big work is going to look like until we're in the middle of it. So dream big like Mari. Dream beautifully like Mari. Dream generously like Mari, and bring that beauty and your good works to others. Who cares what other people say? They might not understand your vision. They might not understand just exactly what it is you're going for. But do it. I just say, just do it. Go out there, be brave, create beauty, and shatter. Yes, I mean really, really shatter everyone's expectations while creating gorgeousness everywhere you go.